to just get into gang fights and like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie Doo. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early
break it down.
Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school.
Guys, I am your sick ass host, JC.
And I'm your co-host, Steve.
And this is the greatest podcast, The Glitches. And guys, education. Mexican Americans, black people, young people, old people. We all need to get educated, okay?
Edumacated?
Edumacated, for sure, for sure, for sure.
Edumacated so I can learn how to work on my frigimidator.
But you know what we need to get edumacated in?
Oh no, I didn't graduate.
The class fucking art of the marijuana smoke. Guys, and when I say the marijuana smoke, I mean the marijuana smoke.
And by that, he means the mara that he wanna smoke.
And the amount of it is a lot. And what we want to do with it is we want to get educated in it. And we want the world to get educated in it. Because, guys, you know how many deaths, you know how many deaths there were? In 2022, weed-related...
Let me fucking guess, James. I mean, JC, whatever the fuck your name is, host Bob. Zero.
What? What'd you say?
Zero.
Okay, so... while marijuana... can adverse effects on short and long-term health, there is no limited research as to whether or not it can cause death. And there are a few record cases of people dying from possibly marijuana-induced complications of an existing medical conditions, but these are inconclusive as of November 26th, 2019.
I'll give you a few ways you can fucking die from marijuana right now.
I would fucking
watch
love to hear this. Okay.
Okay, so, say a person goes to a place named marijuana, fucking drowns, died because of marijuana. Say a person tries to eat a huge-ass nug of marijuana, chokes, dies. Guess what? Died because of marijuana. Say a fucking psychopath names their goddamn child marijuana and then they grow up to be a serial killer and then they kill millions of people. Marijuana just killed so many fucking people. Boom. Three reasons right off the get-go. Other than that, marijuana will not fucking kill you no matter how much you fucking panic and fucking heave and hoe and fucking think you're gonna die. You're not gonna actually die. You're not floating among the stars. You're sitting on your fucking carpet looking at your ceiling wondering, why did I eat that much fucking that much brownie mix?
Okay, you see, the way you think is why I hired you. It's not because you're six pack. It's because you literally just you just out of the box thinking.
Is what he's talking about?
Oh yeah, six pack of Bud Light. Yeah. No, fuck Bud Light. I'm a Budweiser kind of guy.
I'm honestly a fucking drink liquor till I die kind of guy.
But in all reality, I fucking hate beer.
Yeah, it tastes like piss.
But not only can marijuana not kill you, unlike piss, marijuana tastes good.
Well, not every type of marijuana tastes good, but the good grown right kinds do taste good.
There are some pretty fucking terrible taste, just earthy and bad on the throat, dude.
Our background came from, if you guys know it, it may be called a different thing in your state, wherever you are, but we grew up with Reggie, or Mids.
Or Reg.
Or
Mexican dirtweed.
Fucking bunk shit, and fucking absolutely garbage.
Bunk.
Shit fucking tastes like the fucking lint that's left in your dresser.
My throat feels like I'm fucking having a flu in a 102 degree fucking 116. You know what?
But you know what? We were kids.
It hurt your throat.
We were kids and it got us high. That's why we smoked it. But nowadays, we smoke that shit. It is like we're inhaling a breath of dirt.
We were teens. We were teens.
Okay, we weren't kids, We weren't fucking 8-year-olds blazing it up.
But guys, so the number of American adults who currently use marijuana, it's about 16.9% of nationwide. I'm pretty sure that's not of the world because that is pretty fucking low. But the percentage of Americans who have tried marijuana at least once is 24%. So
you're telling me that there's about 86% out there that haven't tried weed at all?
My bad. Fifty-five million is the number of American adults who currently use marijuana. My bad. 45% of Americans have tried, and 24% are 12th graders.
That's not what I expected to hear at the end of that sentence.
So, yeah, 24% of the world is 12th graders as of 2017.
Dude, if you compared how much we smoke now to how much we used to smoke back in the day when we very first started, how high do you think you would actually get if you were to smoke your normal amount now of the stuff that you smoke now?
I don't know if I'd make it to it. I think I'd be passed out by a certain point. Like, I would just be fucking numbed.
I remember fucking half a joint and I was staring at my ceiling fan for 2 hours.
I remember not smoking for like 6 months or so, smoking a joint of fucking Alaskan Thunderfuck, and my whole body was vibrating. Like, my legs were numb, there was pins and needles. Like, when I stood up, I was just like, dude, there's no fucking way I know how to walk anymore. I've lost all ability to walk.
I just think about it. Back in the day, could you imagine if you were to take a dab?
Oh, dude.
You would be fucking, so fucking high, your parents would think you went crazy.
You'd be fucking geetered, dude. Twink, twonk, fucking geetered, gatered.
You'd be fucking gonk, bonk, and twonk.
It'd be fucking wild. But it is something I wish I could go back in time and do.
Like, I wonder, if we were to stop smoking for, like, 4 straight years...
Let me see that real quick. I'm gonna put that down and show you something. And just like that, you'd be jacked, you know? Like, if this was the streets, I'd just jacked you with your vape.
I really thought you was gonna show me something.
Yeah, I'm not showing you shit.
You know what? You're fucking fired. In that bag.
Alright, so here is the most interesting thing. Wagging my finger because I need you to know that I mean business when I say this. Hey, listen, I mean business.
Look, this is a remix.
It's the soundtrack I used to fuck your mother. But guys, how many dispensaries do you think you would say are... What is that? Is that a new one?
Yeah.
Can I take a hit off that?
Yeah.
Like, a puff?
Yeah.
Even if it's just one, man.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, all of that, just one.
But what were you saying?
What I was saying was, in all of the United States, how many dispensaries would you say live with us?
In the hundreds, probably.
That's it?
Yeah, probably in the hundreds.
So, like, give a number.
Are you talking about in all 50 states?
Just all the dispensaries around. How many are there?
Probably, like, I say around the 2000s.
2000.
Let's look it up.
No. That's what I'm here for. That's why I have this info.
Have Goggle?
I have Goggle to teach me. It tells me everything accurately.
Hey, Goggle.
I believe everything from the Google Net. The Google Net is my life.
Hey, have you read the Googles today?
No articles. Wacky. But, what's your number?
Okay, total.
Total. Everywhere.
2,700.
Well, the actual number would be roughly about 7,490 across the United States.
Well, fuck me right, my goddamn cancer.
Now, what state would you say has the most dispensaries? You should know this one. Your years of traveling should have taught you well.
It's either Colorado or Washington.
It is California. In California, they have 1,000 plus dispensaries.
Yeah, that does make sense. That was the first place.
And then you would have like Colorado because you have the Green Mile and shit, and then you'd have Washington State, which has a decent amount too. And I honestly think Chicago and Illinois in general is going to start popping. I think they're going to get way more than Colorado. I think they're going to get way more than Seattle, Washington.
Among the illegal states, from right now, which one do you think will be the first one to legalize weed?
Well, we grew up in Indiana, and the reason we moved to Colorado is because it has more opportunity for us. But I'd kind of like to see my hometown fucking, you know, come up and popping, because Indiana's a very boring and dull state. I think weed would genuinely help that state in a lot of ways. I think it would boost the fucking economy. I think it would boost the depression. They really need to legalize it. And I think they need to do it across all 50 states, because it's retarded that there's only certain states that have it. There is thousands and thousands and thousands of dispensaries out there, yet there's people who literally can't enjoy it and can't get the medical benefits from it, and it's bullshit. It is honestly bullshit.
I think if we are truly a united... Okay, so, this is what I truly believe. From my fucking heart, people can disagree with me if they want. People call this the United States, but we are anything but united.
We're anything but united, and we're anything but free. I get we're free in aspects of there's a lot of other places out there that aren't free, but even our freedom comes with a cost. It is, do you want happiness? Well, if you want this happiness, there's got to be some sort of evil that follows behind it. There's got to be some anxiety, some stress. It can never be to the point where one day you wake up and you're just, for the first time you can breathe, for the first time there's no weight on your chest. It's as if every day there is that gloomy feeling.
We're the land of the free after we stole it. We're the home of the brave because we made them be brave.
Yet we're all cowards.
Just everything that people say about America is just, like, demonstrably false, honestly.
And I hate to say it, and I believe in diversity, 100%. I've always believed in diversity, but it's also that diversity that is destroying us. Because there's certain people that just can't handle it, and there's some people that I feel like go crazy with it, and it's just, it's a whole big thing, you know? I wish they would have divided the states between personalities. And I know it sounds retarded, and I know, like, why would you divide it against personalities? Well, just think about it. If you had a state for people who like to do certain things, then they would be more happy in that state. And you can just have, like, a state full of people who love to do certain things, you know? The world is big enough for that. Okay, gonna go a little crazy here. You got rapists and murderers. Say you have an island full of people who like to rape and murder each other. They're doing it to themselves, and they're happy.
George Carlin had it right. Whenever he said there should be four states that are taken out of the entire country, and these four states, they should take all the fucking worst people from the country and put them in there, and put a big-ass fucking fence around it, then put cameras in there, make it a fucking reality show.
I mean, it's not that they wouldn't enjoy it. They know what's going on. They know what's happening. They themselves like to kill and murder. Yeah, no, they don't want to get killed and murdered. But then again, they have every advantage to kill or murder someone else. And then you have furries, okay? You have people that like to dress up as animals. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying there's some people that don't like it. So, put them on their own place. Boom, you have a place for furries. everyone can do what they want to without anyone criticizing them. You got people who hate black people. Okay, put them all on one state. Boom, they don't ever have to see a black person again.
That's how the Ku Klux Klan was formed, man.
But hey, then you have black people and white people who can perfectly get along because it's fucking should be. Boom, put them all. You know, there can be different places for people to be happy. And I get that's a lot of fucking work, but isn't it better than having everyone cooped up together who hate each other? It's not working. It's never worked. So at a certain point, hey, let's change shit. But you know what would help that? If the whole world fucking smoked weed. And you know what? Name the strongest weed out there. Top of your head. Boom. The fucking banger. The showstopper of them all. The gong ringer.
Fucking incredible. Or Tiger Blood.
Absolutely not. So, even though, as we've said before, Tiger Blood, absolutely want to try the fuck out of that. I want to try that every single day of my life, and I've wanted to try it since the day we fucking looked it up on Allgoggle. But, buddy, the number one top dog when it comes to marijuana itself as of 2020, so we're talking through festivals, through cannabis cups, through consumers, through testers, is Godfather OG. Godfather OG is the most potent marijuana strain as of 2022. The average THC percentage is 25% and can reach as high as 28%, making it one of the most potent cannabis strains on the market. Due to its high THC content, Godfather OG is medical strain of choice for users looking to relieve the pain and insomnia. It can also relieve stress, PTSD, headaches, and help with loss of appetite. You know, the normal shit. That is the strongest indoor. What is the strongest outdoor? Come on, you're in a weed shop, you're the bud tender, the customer comes up, hey, I want to get fucked up off the strongest weed, but it had to be grown outdoor. And guys, no matter...
God's vagina.
No, but this is a hard one no matter what, because you got hundreds and hundreds of weed strains, dude. And you know that just as well as I do.
Well, I know White Widow is an outdoor strain.
White Widow is definitely up there in the list when it comes to the strongest outdoor grows. It is like number 3 on the list. You got White Rhino, which is number 2. And then you have Swazi Gold, which is, if anyone's watched Vice, Swazi Gold was at one point for the longest time the strongest natural growing and fastest growing weed strain out there.
I was going to say Swazi Gold.
But guys, Hulkberry is the strongest outdoor growing weed strain as of 2022. And if you're growing outdoors and want the largest possible yield, then Hulkberry is the strain for you. The sativa dominant breed is product of mixing strawberry diesel and OG Kush genetics, with the THC content topping out at a heaping number of 27%, so 1% less than Godfather OG. They run tight and tight, guys. You want to get fucked? You want to get couch locked? You want to watch two fucking movies straight back to back? Hulkberry is your one. Hulkberry grows a massive of 2 millimeters in height and... What's 2M? It's not millimeters.
2 millimeters.
2M. Not MM.
Meters.
So it's 2 meters in height?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's 2 meters in height. It will give you a huge bounty of about 700 grams per plant. So one plant has 700 grams. It's a lot. It's good. Especially if, like, that's the only plant you're growing and that's your personal stash. It'll, like... 700 grams, that's, I don't know exactly how much that is because I'm bad at numbers, but it's a lot. It's definitely more than a couple ounces.
See, 32 grams is in an ounce. So, 4 ounces is 128 grams. And that's a pound. So 1 pound is about 128 grams.
So you have a couple pounds. We're not even talking ounces at this point. So one plant is a couple pounds.
Yeah, so each plant would produce probably around 4 or 5 pounds.
Which is good.
That's a lot.
Which is good. And not only that, not only are you getting a high content, you're getting a fucking grade A fucking shit, dude. Like, 27%? We don't even get that here.
But I'm still gonna say this, though. Tiger Blood is the only strain that I have ever seen still to this day that was graded a AAA++.
Yeah.
It is the only strain, as far as I know of, that has ever been graded like that.
I get that, but we looked that up a long time ago as kids. Look it up again. Look up Tiger Blood and see what its percentage is. This is just all I know of it being as of 2022. And Tiger Blood was not on the list. Neither was God's Vagina. Even though when we looked it up a long time ago, at that point, it was top shit. I mean, we're talking like 2000 fucking 7 and 9. It was winning cannabis cups and shit. But yeah, guys, I highly recommend if you can get... I haven't seen this stuff yet, but then again, I've never looked for it because I've never known about any of it today, so I'll definitely head down to local dispensary and try to pick some of that up, actually. Hmm.
So, Tiger's Blood, also known as Tiger's Blood OG, Tiger Blood Kush, or Tiger Blood, is a rare indica marijuana strain and phenotype of OG Kush. This strain produces sedating effects that hit you instantaneously and leave you locked to the sofa. Tiger Blood will make you feel happy, floaty, relaxed, and lazy. But its average THC content is 18%. Which is lower by far.
Significantly lower for sure.
But.
Hold on. And guys, this is to say, I have actually smoked some stuff that had a potency of, again, 18%. And I've also smoked some stuff that had a 22%. And the 18% fucking knocked it out of the water. Like, the effects were so much better.
On this it says THC content is 21%. But it is still graded a AAA++.
So it is a rare, and as we know of rares, I've smoked some rares before. The rares are rare for a couple reasons. They can be rare because they are so good that they're not given out a lot, so they stay rare. Or it can be for the fact that they're just hard to grow, because there are some weeds that are absolutely hard to grow.
And what makes God's Vagina one of them strains that people really seek, just like, it's one of them ones that's like a bucket list strain. What makes it so unique is that it is one of the only strains that grows that's grown that has pink hairs naturally.
It's beautiful.
It really is through and something through. To behold.
Like, it's one of... You'll get your hands on some weed that you look at and you're just like, man, this is beautiful. Like, through and through, you break that bitch open, it is fucking shiny. It's purple, it's red. The reds are what really get to me, because red's my favorite color. So red really fucking shows to me.
So, while we're on that topic, I think the strongest weed that has ever been grown is some of the stuff that one of my uncles grew one time.
And this is a long time ago. He doesn't...
They called this the kind. Well, and everyone knows what that means. It's the kind of shit that'll put you on your ass.
Kill bud.
But they called it the kind, but they also referred to a nickname of it called Blood Kush. Mm. That's what they would call it, even though they didn't really know what it was.
Had it once.
So my dad and my uncle were growing this with these big-ass salt lights.
Like, this was like 20 years ago, guys. A long fucking time ago.
These things are meant to grow like a lot of plants. Like, these lights are meant to grow, like, we're talking a whole fucking operation.
Mm-hmm.
But they were growing this one plant with all these lights. High-pressure sodium lights is what they were using. And they would keep spraying it with these chemicals
day. Adults out there, don't grow weed. Just go to your local dispensary. Support them. It supports the community. It does a lot of good. Just go to your dispensary. It's legal that way. It's legal.
But they would be spraying...
Actually, technically, you can grow your own now in certain states. So maybe do that. Maybe keep this in mind.
But they'd be spraying chemicals and shit on this thing every single day. And they're completely doing it wrong. They're not. You're not supposed to be doing this. Because apparently you can fuck up your plants maybe and not get as blood. But they made sure this plant was beautiful. Like, my dad kept telling him, just, nope, wait a little bit longer, wait a little bit longer. And then one day, they walked in there, and the buds were bright red. And, like, they had, like, crystals coating them as if you just dipped it in sugar, almost. It looked like, what they described to me is that it looked like they were taking a strawberry off of a weed plant.
Well, not just that. I remember we smoked it one time. And we got a hold of some of his kill bud.
That was his kill bud, but there was some shit that he grew.
Oh, I guess it was a long uncle. Time ago, so there's no way we've been able to have any of that.
He was like 20 years old at the time.
Yeah, it was kill
bud. And they were in. I'm not even going to say where they were.
Yeah.
But they were growing the shit, and my dad said, and he has smoked a lot of weed in his life, he said, still to this day, that shit by far surpasses anything that he has ever tried, including that fucking strawberry shit that we tried that one time.
Well, guys, I mean, there's literally thousands of different strains out there. I mean, to put them in an order, I think, is kind of hard.
And I got one more story about that. After he had finally grown it, and it was fully mature, and they finally picked it all, they had this really big dude over at their house. They had a few other people, but this dude in particular, he was known to be hefty. He could drink a lot, smoke a lot, nothing. Fuck, he was tougher than nails. My dad gave him one hit off this joint, and he passed out.
See, that's that fucking one-hit quitter shit, bud.
But they said that he took a hit and went to walk out of the camper and fell flat on his face. Like, his fucking wife came there and was yelling at my dad and my uncle and shit.
He got a DUI.
Just what the fuck did you give him? But that shit right there, the way they described it to me makes me think that that might be some of the best shit in the world.
Yeah, fucking maybe we got us some fucking, what is his name? Maybe we got some fucking Walter White fucking weed, but maybe they need to fucking just, you know, become fucking weed growers, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what my brother.
That'd be an amazing profession.
That's what my brother wants to do, and I wish, like, I feel like I'm not smart enough to do it or even patient enough to do it, but if there was some way I could, it would be good to do. What I want to do, though, my dream, my absolute dream job is I want to one day come up with enough money, get a loan to get this building, and I want to hire, like, I want to hire a therapist, I want to hire a GED teacher, I want to hire a cook, I want to hire a fitness coach, and what I want to do is I want to take in a bunch of, you know, fucking junkies and meth heads and addicts and pill heads and, you know, literally dose them with high contents of marijuana. And that what that's going to do is calm their nerves when they go through the withdrawals. Oh, and also there will be a nurse there because they'll have to, you know, be there for standby and everything in case, like, their withdrawal goes bad. But they will go through the withdrawals on their own because that is their problem. You know, they got themselves in the situation, they need to get themselves out. The therapist, though, is to help them, you know, talk about their problems. And while they're talking about their problems, they can go through GED. As they're going through GED and getting, you know, their mental state better, they're getting dosed with weed to help with their pains and their mental state and any other underlying problems they have. And then after all that's fucking good and going, they also have to do fitness because they need to hone their body, they need to hone their mind, and they need to get all that shit out of them.
Do some, like, music therapy, too. Well,
what I would love to do if everything were to get up and going, and, you know, it would be amazing to have you there, too, because then you'd be going through the music therapy with them, you would help them with their music, you could teach them an instrument, you know, and I think it'd be amazing. I have big plans for that, and it would be really nice, but, you know, that's a slow process, because getting into the fucking weed business, guys, getting in the weed business is really hard.
It takes a lot of fucking money.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of fucking stress. I've looked into it a lot.
So, do you, aside from that, do you have, like, a bucket list whenever it comes to weed? Like, thing?
I do have a bucket list. So what I want to do is, you know what, guys, that is a great topic that we are going to talk about here in just a second. But my favorite part of the day, my favorite segment.
Horrible news of the month.
Absolutely weed of the week. We haven't done a horrible news for a sec. We'll hit that on the next podcast.
Here's some horrible news. There are places where weed's not legal. Boom.
That's horrible. But weed of the week, guys, we are smoking on a little bit of Blue Ribbon. And what do you have? What do you have in wax form?
This right here is some motherfucking goddamn son of a bitchin' OG motherfucking Kush wax.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool, cool.
So we got, or some, it's a Kush Shatter.
So we got some Kush Shatter and we got some some Blue Ribbon. Can you look up Blue Ribbon for me after you get done with that? Okay, so Blue Ribbon is 50% sativa and 50% indica. It has a THC content of 20%. It is a dominant hybrid, or it is a hybrid, so 50-50. Blue Ribbon is a hybrid with a strain of 50-50 indica and sativa ratio. It is crossed between Green Ribbon and Blue Dream, and is quite rarely cultivated. With a staggering 20% THC content, the hybrid is more of a sativa strand when it comes to its effects. Its nuggets are light green in color and have a fluorescent scent. As for the taste, it is earthy and fruity and offers a high that keeps you energized and creative at the same time.
Now, if you were to smoke a weed that had superpowers, like some... Okay, say some weird guy that looks like a fucking wizard, just like an old homeless dude with like a white... like, mane and a fucking white beard, everything, raggedy clothes, just walks out of an alley while you're walking on the sidewalk, and he pulls his trench coat up, you know, he's wearing nothing underneath, at first you're uncomfortable, and then he comes by you with, hey, I got some weed strains here.
There's Cosmic Spider-Man. Oh.
Just, there's two of them. One gives you an ability that you don't know. And then this ability, and this one.
So it's like the white Gatorade version of,
yeah,
the,
pretty much. And then this one will give you the abilities to, basically of like, the Limitless Pill.
Absolutely Limitless Pill, because I wouldn't mind smoking weed every day. I'm going to anyways.
But the possibilities are endless with the other strain.
Yeah, but it could resort to just something simple like flying. When, if I have a limitless brain, I can come up with something that's going to help me fly.
But before I give you my answer, I wouldn't take the weed at all because it's a homeless dude who's naked under a tree.
Hey, no. Listen, there is many, many superheroes who have got their chance by taking a risk. Oh, and guys, this is crossed with one of Tim's favorite strands, Blue Dream.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But, what were we talking about before we got into this? Do you remember? If not, it's okay. I got something.
Okay.
All right, guys. So, in this Weed of the Week, we're going to talk about smoke spots. We want to know your guys' favorite smoke spots, any smoke spots that you have went to for many years, something that is like your home place when it comes to smoking. The glitches at 2020. Glitches2020@gmail.com to send in your guys' answers But where is your number one favorite smoke spot that you've ever been to?
All right. So, you remember my woods? There's a little trail that goes past that pond, and it goes into the woods. It goes way back, and then there's a field, and then you go past that field, and there's, like, another, like, opening once you get past those woods.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, say you go past that pond, you keep going down that trail, and while you're in the middle of the very first path, there used to be a little area that I could go to where nobody could see me at all. And it was like a perfect circle of like dead tree limbs and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like meditative almost. I would sit in the middle of that. I have like a backpack full of all my fucking goodies and shit. I knew nobody was going to come back there and fucking stumble upon me.
Because as you know, every stoner has a bag full of goodies. My favorite spot was, and guys, you're going to be like, what the fuck? Like, you guys were dumb enough to do that every day? Yes, we were. Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck your thoughts. You know what? We were fucking kids. We were fucking teenagers. Yeah, we knew best, man. So you know what we did, man? We went beside his parents' house and we smoked on a gas tank.
Like a big, big...
It wasn't like, that big. We could sit on it. It was a two-person,
It was big enough to where if it would have exploded, it would have absolutely killed everyone in that fucking house, plus us.
Now, guys, given we did recognize that in a way, and we did not get any ashes, we actually took precautions, and if it was too windy, we would not smoke over there. But... at the same time, that was our smoke spot when we would smoke cigarettes, when we would smoke weed... And, yeah, it was honestly a place that we smoked the most.
And also my mom and dad's bathroom.
That was a good place, but I also enjoyed your old room. Because that is where we would fucking, No, hold on. Not your old room, your new old room. Your room after your old one.
The one that I had set up for, like, an acid trip and shit?
Yes, but at the time it was not set up like that at all. It was literally fucking cram packed. This boy had a fucking problem with a goddamn messy ass fucking room, I'll tell you what. Fucking pop cans for days, motherfuckers. But we'd be fucking back there fucking playing Halo, and dude, somehow, some way, the fucking weed guys would be like, here's some weed for you. Boom, we'd get weed and we would go and smoke and play fucking hours of Halo. In my opinion, that bed alone is by far has the memories. That does not only have the acid memories in our older times, but in our younger times of smoking weed beginning, it has fucking felt our booties. It has felt the rage in fucking Halo, and it fucking, that bed accumulated cockmouth.
Okay, when you put it like that, it sounds weird.
Hey! It is what it is. We were sitting there playing fucking Halo, and this dude's fucking talking shit, and I'm like, shit keeps going off. I was like, hey, I can't hear you. Maybe if you get the fucking cock out of your mouth, I could hear you better, cock mouth. You know, it went on like that, because we were fucking aggressive kids when we fucking... One of my favorite things was getting stoned and talking shit on Halo. I fucking loved it.
Dude, I'd be on the gunner. He'd be driving the fucking Warthog on Valhalla. I'd fucking rack up like 24 kills.
Because you were way better when it came to the gunner. And I honestly think I was a pretty badass fucking driver at the time. Yeah, so I think in order it would have to go your old bedroom and beside your parents' house. Those would have to be the two most memorable places that I have smoked.
Okay, so two of the most memorable places. Your old garage is probably my number two.
Oh.
That was a good one.
Wait, like at my parents'?
Yeah, at your parents' house.
So at one point, guys, I got fucking tired of it, and I was like, okay, we're gonna make half of this garage into a fucking, like, setup area, you know?
And we taught his little brother how to fight and shit in there, too.
We would teach him how to fight. This dude named fucking Adam Weed. Yeah, weird name. Adam Weave, literally a prodigy at fucking guitar, but heroin got him down. Came over, showed Tim some shit on the fucking guitar, and literally disappeared. Like a fucking guitar guru. We would go back there and smoke so much fucking weed and then instantly just walk into town and go to a little store, buy a bunch of fucking shit, walk a mile back to his fucking house.
I fucking blew his mind once. I was a little kid and I used to really like acidic tasting foods and shit. I bought me a fucking A1 steak sauce bottle and a fucking jar of pickles. Dude watched me eat an entire jar of pickles, drink the whole jar, and a jar of A1 sauce in a matter of like a minute and a half.
We didn't even fucking make it out of town. And we, at this point, we were in this little fucking town. Like this fucking rinky-dink town fucking full of fucking pedophiles and meth heads and fucking heroin addicts. And like not all the town, there was a country part of town that was pretty nice, and that's where Tim lived at. It was beautiful out there. I fucking love it out there. But you get into town, and it gets fucking where I lived. It's like a little fucking ghetto ghost town of fucking pedophiles and methods.
And there was a little, not a little, but there was a sawmill in that town.
A fucking haunted.
And, like, so many people experienced such weird shit in that fucking sawmill.
And we hotboxed out there in the fucking roundabout on that golf...
In the fucking the roundabout. Wagon.
Yeah, we pulled up beside that fucking sawmill and started hotboxing. Oh, guys. Eventually we're going to do an episode where we just talk about a bunch of our stories. And it might even be some that we've covered, but they're good enough to hear twice.
And we're eventually going to go back to, like, our, like, back, you know, to Indiana. We're going to go back there and do, like, some paranormal shit.
Well, definitely, because it is summertime coming up, and he needs to go see his parents anyways, on top of the fact that we need to ghost hunt. And there are some places that we need to return to. Specifically, there is a graveyard in the middle of the woods that still to this day terrifies me to even think about. It is absolutely the most terrifying place I have ever encountered.
Absolutely. We've covered it many times. A lot of horrible shit happened after we went there.
And, you know, we smoked going back there, too. We smoked in there. It did not help anything.
And, no, it was just as terrifying as if you didn't smoke.
But, besides all that, where have you picked up weed before that really sticks with you?
Like sketch spots.
It can be a sketch. Anything that just, like, whenever you think of picking up weed, it is the one fucking memory that clicks in your head.
So, one time, me and Jacob S., me and him were at my parents' house. We were, 15 or 16, I think. He had just gotten, like, a car from his parents he was allowed to use. And we drove down to this dude that my sister used to know named Jacob. We went to his fucking house. And it was kind of like a crack den, it looked like, almost. He was a real skinny dude. Came out all methed out. Gave us a shit ton of fucking weed for really cheap.
In that town, right? That I grew up in?
A little past. It was like on the... on the outskirts of it.
I know what you're talking about.
But we fucking went to that house. We got back to my house. We fucking, he had this roller thing, and we maxed it out. Like, we wanted to see how fucking big of a joint we could make out of one paper. So we were just cramming this fucking weed in here, dude. Fucking, it was stuffed to where the glue was barely touching the paper. This motherfucker was so thick. We managed to roll almost an entire eighth into one paper just by condensing it so much. And it was so thick that you could hit someone over the head with it and it would knock them out. It felt like a tree branch. It was fucking crazy. But that's not the crazy part about this story. The next day, I'm chilling at my house. My sister's talking about that dude. And she's like, yeah, he just got busted. Like, this is the next day. It's like, yeah, he just got busted today. A bunch of police showed up at his house while he was selling some weed. And he got busted.
Oh, God, dude.
And I was just thinking to myself, just we were just there. Just like, God damn, we are fucking lucky. Man, we still have a bunch of weed. Don't have to worry about it.
Okay, so I'm going to run through these two experiences kind of fast. So I'll try not to go too fast, but try to keep up. Just because we can't do a part three. So. Okay. We got this guy, and we are in the shagwag, and we're buying this weed, and we're at the cemetery, and this dude fucking just comes through fucking high miles, just fucking scooting on a fucking scooter, dude. Skirts up next to us like Fast and Furious, just and flops. His name's Mitch. The dude was fucking wonky. And it was okay because the dude was fucking cool as shit, but dude, he was fucking wonky. And he fucking is like, he hands us the shit, you know, we start smoking in this graveyard and we come across this fucking tombstone that says, "Here lies Batman." Guys, Batman's dead. My whole world's crushed. The fucking, he's dead. What is Gotham gonna do? Bloomington's fucked now.
Oh, shit.
You telling me fucking they don't have their Batman? Nah, nah, we done. We done. But there's that time. And then there's another time where me and Tim was with this chick. And her name was Sarah, and she worked at Subway at the time. And we go in there and we're getting weed off of her, and she's passed out from other fucking drugs. Tim's passed out because he's so fucking high. And I'm watching reruns of this fucking old ass fucking TV show. Fucking Matlock kind of shit. And do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Like, we went there, like,
she had a pit bull, right?
Yeah. Yeah, in a trailer park and everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
that was some good shit that we were fucking smoking that night.
Yeah,
man.
It really was. Like, did not fucking expect this. She's like, yeah, it's just Miz. I'm like, this is the fucking strongest Miz I've ever had in my fucking life. Like, this fucking shit, dude. Tim was fucking gone. I'm just fucking sitting there, like, trying to smoke. Just, what is this TV show? People used to watch this? Those are definitely the two times that I think of. But, dude, if throughout our times, we have had a lot of fucking... Like, the time that we fucking got everyone high in a garage. A ventilated garage.
We hotboxed a fucking garage.
And there was...
And got so many high... So many people high for the very first time.
It was our first time. Like, these people have never smoked, and all of a sudden, we look around... These motherfuckers' eyes are red as shit. They are freaking out, trying to call their parents. Like, we don't know what's fucking going on. Their owners were like, hold on. Like, for one, don't call your fucking parents. For two, you guys will be fine. Just literally look up in the sky and listen to the music.
Time my cousin came to your apartment with his buddy from work. Dude kept taking some bong rips and some fucking weed, and he's like, man, it's just not doing anything for me. My cousin's like, here, why don't you take a fucking hit off this? Offers him some wax. He's like, okay. He takes a big old fucking dab, instantly hits him, dude. It's like a fucking waterfall of highness just splashed onto his face. I have never seen someone's eyes go from white to red so quick. It was instant, dude. He blinked, boom, red. Fucking, and then he proceeds to take like 20 laps around his apartment. Fucking says, okay, guys, I gotta go. So he gets his shit, doesn't say another word, fucking leaves. And then he calls my cousin Josh like 30 minutes later. He's like, bro, I'm parked on the side of the highway. I can hear going.
And fucking dude, we got my brother high for the first time during that shed event too.
Oh my god,
dude, we had thrown this fucking glow in the dark paint everywhere. he's so fucking high on the fucking concrete, looking up at the fucking glow-in-the-dark paint, like, guys, I need to go outside. Tim had to fucking get him up, get him outside, and then the dude proceeds to get on the trampoline and does not leave the rest of the night.
How did he even get to the trampoline?
I don't know. Couldn't move. He fucking army crawled his way up to the trampoline like a fucking zombie. And then somehow got the agility and ability to jump. And never... His legs were so sore the next day, he could barely walk. Because he had jumped on that trampoline all night. I'm not gonna lie, when we got that trampoline, it was pretty bum. Like, that was amazing. Guys, if you want to get high and jump on a trampoline.
You know what? That trampoline has a lot of memories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Robitussin. One night, I fucking pretty much smoked almost an entire half of fucking Blue Dream while I was just chilling on that fucking trampoline.
I was fucking passed out already. You're outside fucking just still chilling on the trampoline smoking. And then me and you jumped on the trampoline high as shit, our first time getting a friend of ours high.
I taught myself how to do a backflip.
Yeah.
And that was insane.
And then we all got high and proceeded to tear up the yard with the four-wheeler.
Her mom was so fucking mad, bro. Dude, and I'm the one she took it out on, too.
But guys, that's all we have for you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. There's a lot to both episodes. Take it easy, guys. I hope your 420 was good. I'm your host, JC.
And I'm your co-host, Keanu Reeves.
And this is the glitches from our sick minds to yours. If you ever get the chance, smoke with Keanu Reeves.
And,
Willie Nelson.
Don't take Robitussin too much.
Peace out.